insurance. I thought about this the other day, doing a little audit of how much insurance we've got, and it is astonishing how much money you pay on insurance. So much so, we had that caller in the last half hour, a fellow who'd been involved in an airbag incident. He'd just sold his business, and so he was, for a short period, uninsured. It's a huge amount. But you pay because you know if the worst comes to worst, your house burns down, you have a car accident, you'll be covered for the damage. The ads all say it gives you peace of mind. That's how it's marketed.
That's what they play on.
The Maddox family from Eastern Creek found out recently that's not always the case. Their roof was badly damaged in the Anzac Day hailstorm. The house was virtually uninhabitable. Ceiling leaky, carpets water damaged. So you can imagine, they'd been smashed. Their insurance company was Westpac. Initially, they agreed to put them up in a hotel. But then an assessor had a look and found the front two rooms of the house were fit for habitation. Now, if you're like me and you've done a renovation, you know you can have a house that's in chaos and have one room or two rooms at the front that, in theory, are capable to be lived in. But you wouldn't live in them because the rest of it is a mess. Now, I'm assuming that was the situation here. But this was, I did the renovation when it was just me. The Maddox had five children. So they and their five children had to move and live in the front two bedrooms. Seven people in two rooms over the past 3 weeks. This all turned up in their local paper yesterday. The Westpac agreed to help the Maddox once it turned up in the paper. But it's a bit little too late, isn't it? Martina Maddox is on the line. I can't believe this story. Martina, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Well, obviously a lot better than you and your family, Martina. Just take us through, what have the last few weeks been like for you?
There's just been chaos, like you said, just absolute chaos. It's really difficult just having five kids and three of them are under four, so it's quite,
Three of them are under four.
Yeah. So it's been crazy. And I suppose the amount of time spent on the phone trying to sort it out, I've more or less had to kind of neglect everything to try and fix everything. So,
Can I just clarify something? Your insurance policy included hotel costs should the home be damaged in a storm. Is that right?
Yeah. So it covers temporary accommodation for as long as needed. But the problem is whether the house is livable or not. So they're saying because we have a working bathroom and kitchen, our house is deemed livable.
Right.
Even though we've only got two bedrooms between seven of us.
Just take us through, what did the rest of the house look like and what's it been like, Martina?
So two bedrooms were damaged and the lounge room. So all of our stuff, because it was kind of left there, got mold damage. Our ceilings have all, dipped in between the beams that run across it.
Yep.
They sent out an electrician to, make the house safe, but he pulled the light bulbs through because we had to turn the power off because there was sparks and buzzing coming from the light bulbs because the whole roof was quite wet. My husband drilled holes to stop it collapsing. And so he kind of pulled the electrics through. So we've got all these electrical wires dangling from our ceilings in two bedrooms and a lounge room.
Okay, and you've got the lounge room damaged, the backyard completely flooded, wires hanging down, and they're thinking that little kids can be wandering around in that?
Yeah, well, they told me I've got broken window and they said, the house is fine. It's livable. They've deemed it livable. It's gone mouldy now because there's nowhere for the water to go, obviously.
Yep.
They said, no, just buy kids some sleeping bags and sleep them in there. It's fine. Because I said the beds got wet, everything got wet. And I said, I'm not sleeping my kids on the floor. So then they said, oh, well, if you have to, buy blow-up mattresses. And I said, but you're missing my point. We put everything from those rooms that we could save, we've put into the other half of the house. So we've got little or no floor space, and you want us to sleep the kids on the floor, which would, I can understand if there was one of them, but I've got three that I've got to find beds for.
All right, so the bottom line is it turned up in the local paper and suddenly the attitude changed, did it?
Yeah, so I didn't realise that the paper had contacted the bank and just out of the blue on Friday, they said, actually, we've reviewed your case and we think probably better if you do go to a hotel.
Oh, really?
Funny that, Martina, isn't it? What a coincidence. Yeah.
And so then you guys gave me a call yesterday.
Yep.
And the bank manager must have caught wind of it. And he kind of rang and said, look, what can we do to kind of help you? And so my husband just said, look, this is what we need. And we need it done quickly. It was just more or less to get the quote kind of through.
Yep. So repairs are about to start on the house, are they?
Well, he was supposed to call us back to let us know what was happening, and he never called us back. So kind of back at the beginning.
And will you be staying with Westpac for your insurance?
No, definitely not. And we've got it, everything is with them, like our bank, the mortgage, everything. And we're switching everything.
Yep.
Definitely don't want to.
Martina, good luck.
Thank you so much.
You're in a hotel now, are you?
Well, actually, no. The hotel ran out of rooms, so I've had to stay at my mum's again.
All right.
But hopefully they'll have rooms this week for us.
Okay. Good on you.
But, yeah, thank you so much.
Good on you. Five kids.
Good luck, Martina. We'll follow your case through.
We'll keep in touch.